And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. We have a couple of special guests with us. Naomi Ziegler. Naomi, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to try to get your name right. It's, is it Virginie Nalong?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Ah, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Today. You have a fundraiser that's coming up that we're going to talk about, but it is to benefit a country in Africa that probably a lot of people haven't even heard of. It's the country is Togo. There is a, I understand, a school for girls in northern Togo that you're looking to raise awareness and funds for. Do I have everything correct?
That's right.
All right. Why don't we start off? Now, you are from there.
Yes.
Virginie Nalong.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are from there. Can you tell us a little about the country itself?
Well, Togo is a very small country in Africa. I would say basically one of the poorest country in Africa. I was born and raised there. This is about what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We are bordering Nigeria a little bit, Ghana, and Benin. So I'm from the north. The south, we are bordered by, we have the Atlantic Ocean, so mm-hmm. It's a beautiful country.
Now, this is all what we call sub-Saharan.
Yes.
So it's below the south of the Sahara Desert.
Yes.
So is it kind of a forested area?
I will ask you, say Burkina Faso as well in the north.
Okay.
The forest area is to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have a mountainous area to the west. The north is basically desert.
Oh, okay.
And the east is basically the same thing. But the south is very rich, very green.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Togo? In more recent history, have there been struggles there, whether it be governmental, social government, or socially? Or tell us a little bit about the more recent history.
Well, I have to be a little bit careful about politics.
Okay.
So, actually, Togo became independent in 1960 from France.
Mm-hmm.
A German colony during the World War I. And World War II became French colony because the French won the war, right? So I would say Togo is, I would say, a little stable politically, but it's also dictatorial,
mm-hmm.
right? So you don't talk much about politics.
Uh-huh.
I would say 80% of the population is agricultural, 80%. So about 20%. Is governmental, right? Most jobs governmental, mm-hmm. commercial, and things like that. The GPA is about what, $2,100 per year.
That's GDP.
I said GDP.
Gross domestic product.
GDP. Yeah. GDP. I'm sorry. GDP. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can see my English is as good as can be.
How long have you been in America?
I've been in America for 37 years now.
Oh, boy.
In Northfield for 23.
And I'm presuming that you still have family in Togo? Do you still have relatives there?
Yes. All my family is in Togo.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my first cousin in the state of Washington. But I'm the first of 13 children. And I was the first to go to college. The first to actually, at the time, finish high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Once again, we're talking with, I'm going to make sure I get this name right again, Virginie Nalong.
Yes.
And the last name is Kogan mm-hmm. from here in town.
Yeah.
And also Naomi Ziegler here in town. Let's talk about the need. Now, I understand there's a school for girls there. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes. I can't talk much. I can say about Togo, right?
Okay.
This is the northern Togo. It's called Dapaun. It is a savanna area. It's a very, very, I would say, poor area of Togo. And the school was created a vision of a bishop called Bishop Arion, a French bishop, that came in our country in 1960s, which was the independence of Togo at that time. And he noticed there was a need that was very important to him, which was the girls were very marginalized. The girls, if you did not go to school when you were about age 2, 14, you were given into marriage, early childbirth, early death, right? The body is not very developed. And so it was really touchy to him. So he decided to build a school specifically for girls, room and board. So the board area will be those who really live in the villages far away. And I was one of them. And after elementary school, there was no way for me to go to secondary school. And a friend, one of my uncle, who was a teacher, told my dad about the school. So my dad and I, we walked one day about 30 kilometers from my village. We left at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we arrived at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to this school that was run by the Catholic nuns.
Wow.
The Order of St. Francis of Xavier. So then I was the interpreter, right? So the nun asked my dad why we were here. So
wow.
And my dad told me, okay, we are here because he's poor. He has, at the time we were about 5 or 7 children at that time. And he said that I'm a very smart girl, but he doesn't have a way of sending me to school. And so he wanted me to come to the school. And so they admitted me just because my parents were poor. And because I was a little smart too, so.
Now, how long did you go to school there?
I was there more than 4 years. There was an entrance exam that was a little bit difficult. And if you didn't pass it, then you repeat it. So I think I repeat about twice. Mm-hmm. And I was able to pass the test. So I spent, instead of 4 years, I spent about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The school, that between that point and now, fast forward, you know, 30, 40 years, you say you've been here 37 years.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Has it changed quite a bit since then? Is it still serving the same population that it was intended to?
It does, but also it serves girls altogether. The mm-hmm. The room and board is still specifically for the poor, those who live far away and those who parents cannot afford. And that's where we are concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our concentration is. And so, but even in the boarding house, they have some people who can afford it. But we want to take care of those who are like me at the time, whose parents couldn't afford, and without the school, I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very prestigious school. So it would have been really hard for me to go there. So from there, I met my husband, and I'm here. So education is very important, especially for girls.
Absolutely.
I'll let her add something.
Yeah, no, Naomi, now have you, Naomi Ziegler is also with us. Ziegler, am I saying that right?
That's right.
Okay, great. Tell us about your, I guess, relationship with the school. Have you ever been there?
I have not been to Togo, but I grew up in Senegal, West Africa, and my husband is from the Ivory Coast, and I went to those two countries just in the last year. So Togo will be the next trip, hopefully. but I've known Nalong Virginie since I moved to Northfield in 2006, and I started working with her on this project in about 2016.
Mm-hmm. Things that they need. You have an athletic clothing drive. Is that all that they need, or are they needing is clothes for either sporting goods, or do they need other things for this as well?
Well, the needs, there's many, many needs. And over the past 6 years since I've been involved, we've focused on a number of projects. So access is our main goal. So that's the scholarships and the room and board for the 15 to 22 girls. And then we've focused on academics. We've raised money for library books and repairing the library. We've focused on healthcare and kind of general hygiene. So building a laundry shelter and new latrines last year. We've worked on what else? Yeah, and then now it's more the athletics. So we built a basketball court, or the Rotary Club funded a basketball court in 2018. And last year, the Northfield Soccer Association and some teams at Carleton and St. Olaf donated their no longer used uniforms, and we sent them over. And so this year's drive is really about shoes, because we got the pictures back, and the kids are wearing their uniforms very proudly, but they don't have any shoes on. So we'd really love to get athletic shoes over to them.
Athletic shoes.
Along with the shoes, we need some socks, new socks. So shoes can be used, socks would be new, and then we can also use any kind of athletic shorts and shirts just for practice times.
And what age group of young women are this? Would this be?
Okay, so first of all, it depending on how tall you are. So you will go into the school at certain height, right? So you can start at 11, it can start at 12, it can start at 13, depending where you're coming from, which village you're coming from, because it's always an exam that you have to pass. You can be very smart, but those exams are very tricky. So I would say about 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll get to add something. When we started too, we forgot about the computers. The Rotarian helped us. They had two computers. So with the help of the Rotarian and Northfield, we were able to get three more computers. And that was in 2017. Yeah. We got three more computers that we needed.
Are you looking to get more computers? Is there more of a need for that?
There would definitely be a need. That's not one of our focuses this year. But if somebody wanted to come forward, would definitely be it. There's many, many needs.
Yeah.
So, but we're a very small group, and we have to focus our energies.
Let's talk about the fundraiser that you have coming up Saturday night. Tell us about that.
I'll let her talk. She's I have to tell you something funny first, right? So when I first decided to go to nursing school, my English was so bad. My husband said, you know, you better learn English first. So I told him, you know what? I'm going to go learn how to be a nurse while I'm learning English. So my English is still, I'm still learning. So.
Oh, you do a great job. So our gala, yes, it's going to be on Saturday. It's going to be at Ruth's on Stafford, down in Dundas, kind of behind Aldi down there. And we're going to have a meal, catered meal of a West African meal called Pule Yasa, chicken with a lemon and onion sauce. And then we're going to have some entertainment by some middle school girls. So we're going to have a piano solo, a harp solo, and a band with two saxophonists, a trumpeter, and a clarinet. We're going to have a live fund-a-need auction done by Ed Kuhlman, auctioneer. And that's where we try to get people to sign up for a sponsorship of a girl. So either $450, or if that's too much, maybe half a sponsorship, $225. Or if that's too much, you know, maybe $100, and four people together can do a scholarship. And then if there's still any energy in the room, we'll look for socks at $3 each. And we'll look for athletic balls, like basketballs and soccer balls, at $20 each. And then we also have a dessert auction to kind of warm up the fund and needs. So we have some donations from Cakewalk and Brick Oven, and about 10 individuals in town will be making some of their best homemade baked goods that we'll sell on the auction as well. And then we have a DJ coming down from the cities who's originally from Ghana. So he'll be playing music at the beginning all the way throughout.